Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15 in the Common English Bible Translation says, "Pay attention, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a town. We will stay there a year, buying and selling and making a profit. You don't really know about tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for only a short while before it vanishes. Here's what you ought to say. If the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that." This week did not go as planned. As I write this, we are ending a week featuring more snow than the Knoxville area has had in over 30 years. I teach college classes. We had planned to start last Tuesday. My Toastmasters Club had planned to meet Wednesday morning as usual and have a social gathering that night. Our disabled daughter had a full nursing schedule with no gaps, a rare week. Instead, all physical classes at the college wound up dismissed the whole week. Not the ideal start to a semester. The Wednesday morning meeting happened, but over Zoom. That social gathering that had been planned for 3 months, canceled. 4 nights this week, our daughter's night nurses have not been able to get here, including tonight. In fact, I just got a phone call. Her day nurse slid off the road on the way home and so cannot make it here tomorrow, leaving me to care for Hannah for 24, maybe 36 straight hours. As I've mentioned before, our disabled daughter has taught us to make your plans, but hold them lightly since they're likely to change. We have also learned that normal is just a setting on a dryer, but that's another story. James doesn't tell us to forego planning altogether. After all, Scripture also says the plans of the diligent end up in profit, but those who hurry end up with loss. That's from Proverbs 21, verse 5. And if one of you wanted to build a tower, wouldn't you first sit down and calculate the cost to determine whether you have enough money to complete it? That's Luke 14, 28. And without counsel, plans fail. But with many advisors, they succeed. Proverbs 15, 22. But within that context, James advises us to recognize we don't control much of anything. Things can change in an instant. There is one constant, as expressed by the Hebrew writer. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reminder that we cannot control the circumstances of our lives or the things that happen to us. We can wallow in that frustration, or we can enjoy the peace that passes understanding when we place our lives in your hands. Teach us to place you and your will first as we make our plans and to see your hand in all that we do. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Don King.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.